What's all that noise? I'm trying to sleep. Oh, it's just another dumb human that moved into this apartment. They are kind of cute, but I want to be alone. I'll need to scare them away. Ooh, leave this place, human. You don't belong here. This is my home and you're trespassing. Why are you looking at me like... wait, you are looking right at me. And you can hear me? You can see ghosts? Well, this is great. I can be even scarier than before and get you out of here. How dare you? I am scary. Boo! Did it work? Give me a little credit. At least no one's been in this place for a year, but if you're staying, you follow my rules. Yeah, you very well will have to do that. I was here first. I haunt this place, and I live in it. Okay, I guess it's technically yours since you bought it, but it still isn't fair in some aspects. Okay, you're right. Since we're roommates, we should compromise. What rules do you have for me? Alright. That's fair. How dare you even suggest something like that? You really think I'll spy on you while you're changing? Maybe I did kind of think about it, but I wasn't going to do it. Well, they are really cute, but I have to accept the conditions or they'll never stay. Okay. Now, my rules are no going into my room, no vacuum cleaners, I can get sucked into them, and no bringing over friends to stay. I'm the only one that you'll need. I'm just teasing, but I know you're thinking it. I am cute. Okay, I haven't talked to anyone in so long. You're the only person in like 200 years to ever see or hear me. It's been lonely haunting the place. I always scare off everyone because what's the point in them being here if I can't talk to them? Then you came along, and because of that, I feel like I can really connect with you. I really hope you feel the same. Well, I'm glad you're comfortable with me opening up like that. Would you like to ask anything else before we continue? How did I die? No, I will not tell you that. I may have opened up, but I don't want to discuss something like that. I hope you understand. One last rule I forgot about is don't tell anyone about me, because they'll either think you're crazy or I'll be busted and hunted down. I like this place, and I don't want to leave. Now get settled in. I'll cook you something delicious. Hey, where are you going? I said don't go in my room. Yeah, that room right there. It's mine. Yeah, I know it's the only bedroom, so you're sleeping on the couch. I don't care if it isn't fair. I got here first, so I got dibs. Remember? Now, let me cook. I need to concentrate. See, since I'm a ghost, I can't touch anything, but I can use my ghostly powers to make everything float like so, and... I hope you don't mind me using some of the food you just bought. I'm thinking omelets might be a good choice. I loved them when I was still alive, and I made them all the time. You're gonna love it. So, tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living? That's cool. I never heard of that before, but it has been 200 years, so I guess they made some new jobs. What do you do for it? Wow, that sounds really complicated, but hey, if you like it, then it's perfect for you. All right, here you go. Fresh hot omelet. Enjoy. Hey, what's with the face? Is it not good? Stop lying to me. You're turning really. Just go to the bathroom, quickly! I really screwed up. I should have known better than to cook after not doing it for so long. Oh, you're back. I'm so sorry about that. I hope you're not upset with me. You still look pretty pale. Here, let me take you to the. Oh, I can hold your hand? Huh. That's a first. I can actually touch you and feel your warm hand. I guess you can also feel ghosts? My hands are kind of cold. Well, I wish we could do something about that. But, why can you feel me? Not that I'm complaining, but. Sorry, I couldn't help myself since I was so close to you. If it's okay, can we keep holding hands for a little bit? It's just been a really long time since I've had human contact like this. I can actually feel alive again, and it's amazing. You want to know how I died earlier, right? Well, I died right here in this spot, well before it was an apartment building. I had this I thought was an amazing boyfriend, but after a few months of dating him, he gave me this drink and I felt this awful pain, and then I was a ghost. He poisoned me and left me to die, cold and alone. So I stayed here. Then they built the apartments, and I stayed in one of the rooms and haunted it. Room number 69. Why are you laughing? I don't get it. What's so funny? Can you explain? Oh, why, you perverted little. I completely forgot. Before I got distracted, you were gonna lie down because my cooking made you sick. How are you feeling now? Still a little sick? Well, I have the perfect cure. I'll let you come into my room and lay in my bed. If you agree, we can cuddle. Nope, you in fact do not have a choice. I'm gonna finally cuddle after 200 years and you'll like it. Please stop resisting me. Let's cuddle. I can't get sick. I'm just gonna pamper you like crazy till you submit and let me cuddle you. Now come on. Lay down and just let me wrap my arms around you so you can't get away. And there. You're all mine now, human. It's not that weird. Just shut up and be my good boy for me. No, look at you. You're blushing. Does being called a good boy make you embarrassed? Well, that's very good for me, 'cause you're just melting every time I say good boy. Shh. I said no talking. You're spoiling the moment. Oh, you're just so warm. I love how alive I feel. Thank you so much for coming into my life. But there's one thing I want to try. I can finally kiss again. That was amazing. How do you. Oh, you're redder than a tomato. I guess I got too excited and went overboard. But I am tired. Such an eventful day, and Before you ask, yes, ghosts still need sleep. Yeah, we can cuddle some more. All right, well, good night, my good boy.